prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And this is the day after my birthday.
Yes. Happy
57.
Birthday.
Thank you. 57. I got over 330 birthday wishes on my Facebook wall. And thank
that
you
was
to everyone.
Nice.
And I liked every one of them. If I missed one, you're the only one I missed, and I'm sorry. But I made sure to stay on there and like every one of them. I want the people to know that I noticed it. And it really means a lot. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming to think that many people give a damn about you where they would just take a moment and say happy birthday.
Yes.
Because everybody's so flipping busy nowadays, you know? So it did not go unnoticed. And thanks to all of you, really.
So, are you getting teary-eyed, honey?
No. We had a great show yesterday with Brooks Kubik. He said that every Thursday I should celebrate a birthday because yesterday's show was so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was fired up yesterday. I was.
Okay, so last Saturday, American Pharoah did it. Finally.
And Friday you said to watch the race because you felt like there was a real chance that we could have a new Triple Crown winner. Because we haven't had a Triple Crown winner since the 70s
or 80s. It's been 37 years.
Yeah, affirmed was the last one, right.
37 years, and Saturday, American Pharoah and jockey Victor Espinoza did it. So it was since 1978.
And the important thing about this also is the fact that the age of the jockey and the age of the trainer, right?
Victor Espinoza is the oldest jockey to ever have won the Triple Crown, and that's all three races, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
And so he was how old?
He was 43, and then Bob Baffert was the second oldest trainer, and he's 62.
To ever win the Triple Crown.
Yes.
And they made a big deal because he's 43, but the reality is that some old jockeys have been winning a lot of races for a long time.
I mean, for example, Gary Stevens,
who's been on the show,
is 52.
And he's still winning races.
Yes.
And he
came out of retirement.
Yeah. Thanks to GLC. GLC. I mean, they brought him back, literally. The supplement brought him back. He came on the show and talked about it. He makes no bones.
The Actistat.
He's so committed to GLC that he wears on his leg, the little jockey pants that they wear, the name Actistatin. Because he says if it wasn't for Actistatin, he would have never come back to racing.
I swear by that product. They're not sponsors any longer.
So you know we mean it, right?
And then also, just really quick, Bob Baffert, and I just wanted to mention this because I think it's nice. They're both donating their winnings, $80,000 by the jockey to, some cancer research. And then Bob Baffert, $50,000 each to, the retired horse, charities. Racehorse charities,
right.
And the permanently disabled jockeys charities.
That's very nice. And I don't want to forget someone else, but the oldest jockey to ever win the Kentucky Derby is the famous Willie Shoemaker. He won the Kentucky Derby at 54 years old.
Oh, and just the horse American Pharoah is the great-great-grandson of Secretariat.
So we wanted to talk about that because I actually worked for Alan Jurgens in the 70s when I was a kid. I was on the backstretch. Because I dropped out of high school, my dad said, you need to work if you're not going to high school. So I ended up working at the racetrack in the morning. In fact, I started working at the racetrack while I was still in high school. And then when I dropped out, I just made it more of my life.
But it needs to be said, you did finally finish.
Yeah, I went back and got my GED and went to college after I realized that the horses had better lives than I did. So, but no, I'm being sincere. I mean, they really did. They had a better life than I did. And my mother also said, you're never going to meet a woman if you smell like horse crap all the time, and you smell like horse crap all the time. So I knew I had to get off the track. But when I worked for Alan Jurgens, the owner, is Hobo Farms. That's his farm in Ocala, Florida, and that's the farm that I went to for a short period of time to work with yearlings. And little known fact, the reason we talked about this morning, you said they showed side-by-side videos of Secretariat.
And American Pharoah, who was his great-great-grandson.
And you said...
A Secretariat would have blown him away.
Right, but they used to call Secretariat the train, because when he ran, he looked like a big freight train coming down. I mean, he was a big horse. I think
he was beautiful.
22 hands high. He was a chestnut horse, which meant he was that beautiful red-brown color. But a little-known fact... The only horse that ever beats Secretariat only won, lost one race is in his entire racing career. And I worked with the horse that beat him. The horse's name was Onion. It was in Saratoga Springs, 1973. It was the Whitney Stakes, and it was the biggest upset in racing history. And in fact, it won, Alan Jurgens the name that followed him for the rest of his life, as the Giant Killer, because he was the only trainer to ever beat Secretariat.
Yeah, but you hear about Secretariat all the time, and you never hear about this Onion horse.
And you know why? Because Onion was a gelding. Onion was a very, very unruly horse.
Tell everybody what a gelding is.
A gelding is a castrated male horse. So he can never have offspring. So he's almost, his only value is winning races. So when a male horse wins races, it's not only the money that he generates, but it's the stud fees that he will generate for the rest of his life on a farm. And Onion was a gelding, so he was kind of like a disposable horse, a throwaway horse. In fact, this story should be made into a movie, because this is the underdog beats the champion story. It was amazing, and we were all in Saratoga Springs that year, and we watched Onion beat Secretariat, and there wasn't a person standing still. Everybody was like in shock. And I just want to play the end of this race, because I found it. It's on YouTube. Everything's on YouTube, right? So I'm just going to play the beginning and the end. It's just a minute and 53. It was a mile and an eighth, or a mile and a half race. Here, listen to this. What's going on? You can't hear it, can you? What
no.
the hell? For some reason, there's no audio. I'm sorry about that. I didn't play this ahead of time. But if you find this race, it's the Whitney Stakes. It's 1973. And if you find this race on YouTube, it's the most amazing race, because everybody just assumes Onion is just going to gallop away. I mean, Secretariat's going to gallop away. And Onion comes out of nowhere and literally beats him convincingly. Onion only ever earned about $200,000 in his whole life. And because he was a gelding, he has no offspring. So no one remembers Onion.
Okay, so let's talk about another superstar.
Okay.
Beyoncé.
Yes.
And her beehive.
Yes, I'm actually part of the beehive. Did you know that? I'm
you
on
are?
Her Twitter feed. Sure, sure. Because I want to know every second what Beyoncé's doing.
Well, evidently she thinks that everybody wants to know what she's doing too, because on Monday morning, she had her fans up early, because she had big news to announce. So people were thinking that she was going to announce maybe there was a new sibling for her daughter, Blue Ivy.
Yeah, a new project in the works.
A new studio album with her husband, Jay-Z.
Right.
But evidently the big news was, I have struggled from a young age with diets, and to find something that works and actually keeps the weight off has been difficult. I deprive myself from food and put the weight back on fast. So she's decided to become a vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, she's been eating vegan, but she's going to stay strictly vegan now.
And
because she's been going back and forth.
And you know what? You know what my problem with this is? It's like, so first of all, who cares? Really? I mean, who cares?
Why did she have to announce that on Good Morning America?
Because if she could get more people to follow her, then she's going to help convince herself that it's a good move. She wants to help other people, quote unquote. So she wants everybody to become vegans too.
Well, I think it's because she and her trainer have that vegan food delivery startup
business
that they're doing, and she wants business, maybe.
Of course. But let's talk about this. So I want bets. I want to take bets. I want people to email me at onair@superradio.com. How long will Beyonce remain a vegan? How long? I'm saying maybe 3 years at best. I say 3 years from now, she quietly goes back to eating foods that are not vegan, or, in fact, she does it on the down low so nobody knows, so she can keep supporting her products.
One of the Twitter users said, did Beyonce really wake me up at 8 a.m. to tell me she's going to become vegan?
Yeah, really. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a Twitter message from Beyonce right now. She's having a bowel movement. Oh, thank you for sharing that, Beyonce. Everybody wants to know what you're doing. I mean, this is just like Angelina Jolie lopping off her breasts and having her ovaries removed. These people have amazing followings because they are talented at something. Acting, music, dance, whatever. This does not mean that they are brilliant about everything. In fact, most of them are idiots. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow. She's an amazing actress. She's strikingly pretty. But she follows that midget, Tracy Anderson's advice, and she's osteoporotic, and she's telling people how to eat. She's got osteoporosis.
She's broken bones when she was like early 40s. She broke bones.
She breaks bones walking. Yes, let's follow her nutritional and exercise guidelines. She's a genius. Look, she's a great actress, but that's it. And Beyonce is an amazing performer and singer. She's got an amazing voice. She's strikingly beautiful, but she doesn't know anything about nutrition at all. And the fact that she's becoming vegan, it's scary because she actually is going to influence people's decisions out there to become vegans for the wrong reason. Stop following these people, please. I mean, like their music, like their acting, but don't follow them because they do. I mean, are you going to have your breasts lopped off now and your ovaries removed because of Angelina Jolie?
Well, and there's so much science that shows that if you have a mastectomy, it doesn't remove all the tissue.
Right. It doesn't guarantee you won't get breast cancer.
No.
This is nonsense. I hope Jay-Z isn't going to become a vegan. He's probably going to like, look.
I think he was for a while.
Yeah, but he didn't come out with her on this one. So he's like, look, girl, if you want to eat rabbit food for the rest of your life, you go ahead. But I'm going to have a steak from now on once in a while. I mean, that's it. But anyway, I wish I could have played that audio for Onion. It would have been impressive. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of great stories to talk about today. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
DJ Hero.
Welcome back. Real quick, we have to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals, and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can get a bottle of VitaDrive, which is a multivitamin that is produced for hard training athletes for $5.95. When you go to any of the All-American EFX banner ads on superhumanradio.com, and once you're there, look for VitaDrive, use the coupon code Dr. Jeff, D-R-J-E-F-F dot, D-R-J-E-F-F. Get $16 off a bottle of VitaDrive. Check it out. Also.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. Because people should be taking a multivitamin along with what other things they supplement. Primal D is on sale this weekend if you use the coupon code FLASH5995, all one word. Actually, if you're listening to this podcast, it's actually on the neck for the next week. Flash, FLASH 5995. You save $20 off a 1 year supply of the most superior vitamin D supplement in the world. The only vitamin D supplement that's appropriate for human use. That's Primal D. So check that out. So where would you like to go first?
I want to talk about 7 things you should never touch. On your
with your body,
your body parts, yes.
With your hands, but I want to say this is from MSN Health,
yes.
And so, as we're reading these, let's grade them on like how good they get this, okay?
Okay, you should never stick your fingers or anything else in your ears.
What about Q-tips?
It says you should never stick your fingers or anything else in your ears.
Okay, so. I don't necessarily agree with that completely.
Introducing anything into the ear canal can tear the thin skin that lines the ear canal.
Well, I mean, okay, you're not supposed to take an ice pick and shove it in your ear or a Bic pen, and you're not supposed to push it all the way in, but I use Q-tips on my ears, and I'm not tearing anything.
Well, during the break, Carl said, I can't get my fingers in my ears. They're too big.
Yeah, I said you should never put your fingers in your ears. I can't get my finger in the ear canal. What are they, crazy? And what about my earbuds that I use to work out with? I guess I'm not supposed to wear those either. I have to buy Beats by Dre now.
Can you clean them?
The earbuds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't.
You should.
Let's be honest. Oh, well, there's a lot of things I should do.
Because you just throw them in your gym bag and they get...
Yeah, and I like that. I like to introduce new things into the ear canal.
You should never touch your face.
All right, it's okay to wash your face with your hands and apply skincare products. Interesting that they say skincare products, which have like all sorts of crap in it that you shouldn't even be putting on your face. But otherwise, keep your paws off your face. You rest your hands on the germy surfaces and then you bring them to your forehead. Didn't they get the memo about we've been too sterile for too long and you should be introducing germs?
Well, I think like the oil in your fingers, if you touch your face, like some people touch around their mouth a lot or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that it can transfer oils that clog up your pores.
Well, but then you should be washing your face once in a while, right? And that should be gone. I mean, if you're doing something, you're using an exfoliant once in a while, you know, I mean, that should be reversed, right?
Yes.
I don't know that this is kind of, you know, if you think it's okay, use it. If you don't think
it's
okay.
Well, this is what's out there in the mainstream. Yeah. You can say number three, honey.
Your eyes. I do agree with this one because you can introduce things into your eyes.
No.
Did I miss one?
You missed one.
Oh, wait. Let me go back. See, because that's because I had my finger in my eye. I couldn't see. What did I miss?
Number three.
Oh, God. This is my favorite. Your butt. Really? What will I do with all my spare time then if I'm not sticking my fingers in my butt? Oh, God. Wiping and washing aside, just don't. The anus does contain bacteria that could potentially be harmful, says Dr. Jared Klein, medical director of the aftercare clinic at Harborview Medical Center. After you poop or touch your butt for any other reason, wash your hands thoroughly or at least suck them clean with your mouth. Nah, I just added that myself.
Moving on, your eyes. Unless you're putting in contacts or washing away a particle that's found its way into your peepers, keep them off limits.
Or trying to clean your fingers after you've touched your butt.
Well, no, I can understand, like, if your eyes are itchy and you want to scratch them, you're going to transfer whatever you've touched with your hands into your eyes.
And quite frankly, this is the one I agree with, and I'll tell you why. Because your eye is an immediate pathway to your brain.
Well, that, and like, say, for example, if you're on an airplane and your eyes get itchy and you want to scratch them, you've touched things that other people have touched. And like you said, it's going directly.
Yeah, the eyes are a gateway. In fact, there are eye drops that they put in your eye specifically to reach your brain. So the nasal passages and the eyes are an easy way for bacteria to get into some really important tissue.
Never put your hands in your mouth.
Okay.
I believe that one because if, like, for example, if you're biting on your fingernails, anything that's underneath your fingernails can, I mean, that can collect. Unless your hands are clean.
Look at 5 and 6. Never put your fingers in your mouth. Number 6 is never put your fingers inside your nose. How do I eat my boogers now? If I can't take my finger from my nose to my mouth, what am I going to do? And what is every 6-year-old kid going to do when they're eating boogers? Come on. This can't be true.
What is it you said at the break? Everybody that's sitting next to you at the traffic light?
Every time I pull up at a traffic light, I look to the right and to the left, and someone always has their finger in their nose. In fact, I saw a really well-dressed woman with gray hair. She had to be in her 60s, driving a beautiful Mercedes station wagon, take her finger out of her nose and put it in her mouth just a couple days ago.
Are you serious?
I swear on my mother's soul. I wouldn't say that. And I thought, oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Okay, in the last.
And she didn't even open the window and go, do you have any Grey Poupon? No, but if this is true, I'm being serious. I saw this woman take her thumb out of her nose and put her thumb in her mouth. And I thought, this is just terrible. But come on, everybody out there, how many times have you pulled up to a light, looked to the right, looked to the left, and somebody has their finger in their nose?
Well, you said your mother told you when you were sitting on the sofa not to put your finger in your nose.
No, she got mad at me because I was picking my nose one day. And then I rolled the booger and I threw it on the floor. I must have been in my like 19 years old, 18, 19. And she goes to me, Did you just throw a snot ball on the floor? She said she called it snot balls. And I looked at her and I says, yeah, why? What's the big deal? She goes, don't throw snot on my floor. I says, oh, come on. We walk around with shoes that we wear outside and you're worrying about a snot ball from my nose. So after that, like if I was picking my nose, she would look at me and she'd go, don't throw that on the floor.
So what would you do with it?
I would wait till she wasn't looking. I'd wipe it on the couch. That's all.
The last one is the skin under your nails. It's got lots of nasty bacteria, including staff can live there.
Yeah.
Just take a nail brush and clean underneath your nails.
I mean, if you're washing your hands once in a while, is this really an issue? I mean, come on. I mean, I don't get this. And plus, the skin under your nails. If your nails, I mean, look how short my nails are. What skin? What's getting trapped?
I don't know. So evidently, just to change it up a bit, Subway has offered up that they're going to remove all artificial ingredients from its food in North America locations by 2017.
Right.
First of all, why it's going to take them 2 years, I have no idea.
Well, they have to find alternative poisons to replace the poisons they're using. But I think what really came out of this that was really interesting is the amount of dye they use in their food to make it look good.
The artificial coloring, flavoring, and preservatives. They're actually, you know, their Eat Fresh slogan.
Yeah.
Well, they're adding dyes to their food to make them look fresh.
Yeah, like their vegetables are dyed. Their what'd you say, the pepperoncinis?
The banana peppers, which are pepperoncinis, have yellow dye number 5 in them.
And we know about yellow dye number 5. It's really dangerous for you.
It's toxic. Yeah, we've talked about that in
the
past.
They dye the bread. They add food coloring and dyes to the bread. And remember, just because it's called food coloring, people think that it's coloring from food. It's just approved by the FDA to be put in food. It's still chemicals.
That yellow dye number 5 is what Kraft is agreed to take out of their mac and cheese.
Yeah, they're going to put the and what did you see the
and they're using it in banana peppers. Why?
Yeah, well, they dye everything. They dye the green leafy vegetables. They dye. In fact, if you go to a grocery store today, like Kroger's, and buy salmon, it's dyed pink. They literally add pink to it so that it looks that way. They say it's beta carotene, so it's supposed to be healthy for you, but people are dying food because it's being produced in such poor qualities that they have to add color to them.
Well, does it say that on the label of the salmon that it's
no,
got
it's,
pink
no,
dye in it?
No, it's fresh. If you don't ask, you don't know.
How can they do that?
Because it's not labeled. It's not packaged. It's you have to ask. I'll tell you something else. The beef in Kroger's, if you buy a steak, look at the fat. The fat has like a pink cast on it. They rub some sort of red stuff on the beef too to make it look redder.
Who buys?
I guess
a lot of people do.
Yeah. So you have to ask yourself, why are we using these products? Why are they in our food? And if you do eat Subways, I wouldn't eat it until after 2017. That's all. This is craziness.
I guess they're trying to, Subway is trying to follow in the footsteps of Panera and Chipotle.
Oh, this just them. Kraft said they're taking the yellow dye out and replacing it with the yellow paint that they use to put the yellow lines in the center of streets and highways. Oh, good move. That was a joke, obviously. All right, look, we got to take a break. We've got lots of good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Supreme Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and we'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Power of the DJ. Welcome back. We're going to blow the lid off a couple things. This is an example. Alisa has been such a critical thinker. In fact, on the Bisphenol A show yesterday where I said about the LGBT community coming out and saying we're born this way and, you know, the religious right saying, no, it's a choice. Alisa is the one who said to me, if the brain changes from environmental factors and pesticides and endocrine disruptors are leading to all of these epigenetic effects in humans and their brains, and sexual orientation starts in the brain as a result of sex hormones, why can't it be that our environment is causing more people to be LGBT, that their brains are really kind of stuck in between? You know, you're a male with a female's tendencies or a female with a male. And that we talked about yesterday, and this is Elisa's critical thinking skills at work here, and we're going to show more of it right now.
Oh, okay, but if you guys didn't listen to yesterday's show on BPA.
So important.
It's a really good show. You should listen
to it. And it's not just BPA. It's all endocrine disruptors that we are swamped with right now. So listen to yesterday's show. Okay. So where do you want to start?
Okay. So, well, I have an article here that talks about the new e-cigarette vaping liquids. And so, America's first certified organic e-cigarette vaping liquid has just been introduced. So they're talking about they don't know if it's better to use organic, because there's still so many issues with is e-cigarettes vaping, is it harmful to you, is it not?
Right. And this is all based on the premise. This is all based on the premise that tobacco is harmful. Now, I just stay with this for a second. You're going, wait a minute, Carl. You talk about tobacco kills 400,000 people a year. Yes, but is the tobacco harmful?
Of course it is.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to get into that now. This is critical thinking at its best. So go ahead. So finish up.
Okay. Do you want me to? Okay. So anyway, so they're just saying in this article that it is certified organic and that's no joke. So if you're going to vape, you should probably use this one. They don't know if organics is better for you, if it's not. Maybe it's better for the soil. Maybe it's not.
Okay.
So
with a little cursory research, I started looking at, so Lisa said to me, is tobacco a heavily sprayed crop? I said, you know, I don't know. Let's look. So I found a great article done by the Public Health Service and Health Department. I'm trying to think. PDX.edu. I don't know what university this is, but just stay with me for a second. Maybe it's Purdue. So this is from 2013. 27 million pounds of pesticides are sprayed onto tobacco fields in the United States. Tobacco ranks sixth among all agricultural commodities in the amounts of pesticides applied. Now, just stay with that for a second. Workers in tobacco fields are exposed to these pesticides, causing a host of problems, including acute poisoning, cancer, nervous system damage, and birth defects. But wait a minute. It gets better. Many of these pesticides used in the United States actually are affecting our environment as well. Depletion of ozone.
And so I said to Carl, if our politicians are so concerned about
global warming,
climate change, ozone depletion, then why is tobacco legal and why are they spraying so many pesticides on the tobacco?
So stay with me now. Just follow the dots for a second. When we were in Montana, we met Native Americans whose great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents were the Native Americans that we've heard of in history. And one of the women that I was talking to when I was buying the book at the reservation that we were at for the Crow Nation, she told me, I asked them, what, you know, about religion, what religions the so American Indians had a religion. It was called tobacco. That was the name of the religion. The way we have Judaism, Christianity, Muslim, they had a religion called tobacco. They worshiped the tobacco plant. They smoked the tobacco plant. Nobody got cancer. Nobody got sick. Now just stay with me for a second. Recent research has shown that smoking organic cannabis can actually prevent lung cancer. Now, stay with me for a second. What if all of the attributes that cause disease from tobacco are not from the tobacco, but the 27 million pounds of pesticides sprayed onto tobacco? Okay? So that's one theory that I'm coming up with. Now, here's the next theory that Elisa actually said to me. Well, if tobacco, if the pesticide use on tobacco fields is contributing to the depletion of ozone, what about the total pesticide use of all agricultural products, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the EPA's own website. This is from 2011. You know that it's more than this today, okay? The U.S. uses 1.1 billion pounds of pesticides in 2007, or 22% of the world's estimated 5.2 billion pounds of pesticide used. This is 7 years ago. We know that they're using more pesticides today. So if we're all freaked out about global warming and everybody can agree that it's real, then why aren't we going after pesticides if they are possibly the number one contributor to the depletion of ozone above and beyond fossil fuel? That's what they're saying here. Above and beyond fossil fuel, that pesticides deplete ozone to a greater degree. And this is 2007, 5.2 billion pounds worldwide, of which we contribute 22% of that, 1.1 billion pounds in 2007. You know that those numbers are probably close to double by now. Where's Al Gore? Where's President Obama? We're all the people that give a damn about the environment. Oh, wait a minute. I understand, because this is Monsanto. This is Dow Chemical. This is Syngenta. This is Bayer. These are the biggest corporations in the world. You're not going to piss in your Cheerios here and ruin your chance of political success by calling out the truth.
Okay, so in this article about vaping and the organic vape, it says here, certified organic cigarettes have existed for years. It's called American Spirit. We've talked about that on the show before. American Spirit makes a variety of organic cigarettes. In terms of their safety, there's basically no difference, according to a research from Stanford University. The fact that the tobacco in these cigarettes was grown without genetic modification or fertilizers doesn't negate the fact that they're, you know, still cigarettes.
Is the tobacco organic that they're starting with? No, it's not. They're saying that it's grown without fertilizers.
It doesn't say anything about pesticides. It says fertilizers. And maybe they don't know the difference, but it says there's no genetic modification or fertilizers.
I've said on this show that I'm rethinking my position on genetically modified crops. What if it's not the genetic modification that's the damning part, but the reason it's modified to accept more glyphosate? And it's the glyphosate. It's hard to separate the two. What if it's not the tobacco, but the pesticides that are causing cancer?
Okay, so the next paragraph goes on to say, on the other hand, research is contradictory about whether organic food is healthier for people than conventional food.
Oh, it's contradictory? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Oh, and then they'll say that the cost of growing conventional food is more expensive than, and we're blowing the lid off that in a week or two, right?
I've just scheduled a show with a doctor that the study was organic agriculture is more profitable for the farmers.
Yeah, we've been talking about this forever. You won't see this in the mainstream.
No, that study just came out this past week, and I just scheduled it. It's not next week. I think it's the following week.
Yeah. So, you know, we need to rethink a lot of this stuff. What if it's not the bread, but it's the peanut butter and jelly inside? It's hard to separate them from a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What if it's not the genetic modification, but it's the pesticides and herbicides that they're spraying on these crops that are really the damning thing? And I think we can all agree that if, in fact, climate change is worrisome, why are we not talking about reducing the use of pesticides in this country, which is contributing to ozone depletion?
I just have to read this real quick. I know we need to take a break, but this is from 2003. Potent pesticide used on tobacco. Federal regulators are overlooking the massive amounts of pesticides used on tobacco. In a report that looked at how agencies assess risks and monitor residues of pesticides on tobacco, the General Accounting Office said no one comprehensively considers the adverse health effects of the use of pesticides on tobacco.
This was when?
2003.
12 years ago. They've done nothing in 12 years. And maybe their attitude is, look, people are smoking tobacco. They don't give a damn about their health. Why are we worrying about this? Maybe that's what it is.
For every other product treated with pesticides and consumed by people or animals, the government assesses the health consequences of the pesticide use and sets safe limits on pesticide use and routinely tests residue levels to assure compliance. Nothing on tobacco products.
Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you. This government is so corrupt, and it's corrupt because it's tied to industry. They don't give a damn about the planet. Here's a chance for President Obama to come forth and go, I really do care, and I'm going to show you I care. I'm going to piss off the biggest supporters of political campaigns in the world, the biggest companies in the world, because they are depleting the ozone that's contributing to global warming. I'm going to come forth and tell the truth. I don't care who it is. Mitch McConnell, none of them. They're all corrupt. Otherwise, they'd be talking about this. Why are we talking about this on this little niche radio show here? Nobody's talking about the contribution of over 5 billion pounds of pesticides used worldwide linked to ozone depletion and global warming. Nobody's talking about it but us. Thanks to the critical thinking of Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I got
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Elise is dancing in her seat. This is Casual Friday. You know what we do here?
What do we do?
We enlighten. That's what we do. Because it's true. That last segment, I mean, why is this such a small show, really? I mean, why aren't more people who give a damn promoting the things that we talk about on this show? Is it me you think? You think I'm just too far to the right or to the left or too polarizing? What do you think it is? Seriously.
I don't know. I mean, because, like, for example, there are bloggers out there that started way after your show and are very highly popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have marketing people or More money to back them. I'm not sure what it is.
I mean, this is we're spitting the truth here, like about global warming and the ozone depletion, and you know they're talking about cow farts. You know, the vegans are, that one of the arguments from the vegan community is, well, cow farts are depleting the ozone. Really?
What about pesticides?
I mean, we use pesticides to grow agricultural crops. I mean, I'm probably most vegans are organic, but I bet not all of them are. So, in other words, you're depleting the ozone, too. I mean, this is critical thinking at its best, and it demands the question, this is true, why aren't people talking about it? Why aren't people paying attention to it? Why isn't somebody talking about, we always talk about pesticides and organics from the standpoint of, well, it may not be better for people. Well, what about the environment? Can we all agree that pesticides are in fact, by the EPA's own admission, destroying the ozone? And we're using billions and billions and billions of pounds every year that are destroying the ozone. And the ozone destruction has been linked to global warming from back in the 70s. I mean, they took, that they took fluorocarbon out of deodorant cans because it was destroying the ozone. But I mean, that's like a scratch on your arm compared to somebody taking a hatchet and cutting you in half for what pesticides are doing to the ozone. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Yeah, I know. And you know what? Part of me wants to be more popular. Not because I want fame, but because I want more people, like Beyonce. I want more people to join the club, because the more people we have in the club, the greater chance we have of making a change. You know? Maybe I need to start tweeting when I'm pooping and stuff like that. I guess that's it.
Okay, so Christian Lombardo posted this on my wall about the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to discuss this with you and our audience, because it's interesting. I didn't know that the third eye is supposedly the pineal gland.
I didn't know that either. And I don't necessarily agree with that. But let's go on.
Okay, so the pineal gland is a small endocrine gland in the vertebrae brain. So you pointed to where it was today.
If you could take your finger, it actually hangs. It actually hangs from the if you could see your brain and where the brain stem, the medulla oblongata, comes into the brain, if you went forward of that between the two hemispheres, there's a little dangling piece of fruit, basically. And that's where the pineal gland is.
Its shape resembles a tiny pine cone, hence its name, the pineal gland.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And it's located near the center of the brain between the two hemispheres, tucked in a groove where the two rounded thalamic bodies join.
And that's what I basically said my own lame way. Right.
Okay.
And if you could take your finger and put it in the bridge of your nose and push your finger all the way into your skull between your eyes, about finger's length in, you could touch your pineal gland. But keep in mind, there's something else in that path that I think may be more a contributor to this third eye than the pineal gland.
Which is what?
The suprachiasmatic nuclei.
We all know that the pineal gland produces the serotonin derivative melatonin, which we are big fans of.
Right.
Okay. So every human being's pineal gland, or the third eye, can be activated to spiritual world frequencies, enables you to have the sense of all-knowing and oneness all around you. Basically, it's saying that it gives you the ability to
tap into universal intelligence.
Yes.
Now, so let me speak to this. This is only my opinion, and who am I? Right. I believe there is universal intelligence that you can tap into. I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen periods of time where I was in the dark and when I was in the light. I do not believe it's the pineal gland. I do believe that it is the suprachiasmatic nuclei. The suprachiasmatic nuclei is the clock. When you think of frequency, what do you think of? Right? Well, you think of a timepiece is frequency.
Uh-huh.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, up, down, you know, wave forms are made with peaks and troughs, peaks and troughs, peaks and troughs. The pineal gland takes its direction from the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is kind of like the body's thermostat. It's always looking at all these things, and then it tells all these other glands what to squirt out, and the pineal gland is just one of those things. I think the pineal gland is profoundly important. But if you really want to say what potentially fits the idea, the spiritual idea of what the third eye is, it would have to be the suprachiasmatic nuclei. And that's because it receives information from outside, both visible and invisible information, and it processes that information, and it makes things happen in the body, and it also has these little body clocks and different organs that it communicates back and forth with. This would, to me, sound like a communicating, like radio frequency type of a device. And since it can pick up both visual things from the eyes and invisible things from whatever antenna that we have in our body, I would say this would be a better candidate if I was going to argue what specific region of the body in the brain was responsible for tapping into universal intelligence. And I'd have to ask Ken O'Neill this question too, because I'm sure he's got lots of wisdom in this area from the Tao and other scriptures as well.
It also says here that the pineal gland is represented in Catholicism in Rome. They depict the pineal as a pine cone in art.
So any art is the pineal gland. See, this is where they lose me. They lose me by taking non sequiturs. So if they draw a pine, yeah, go ahead.
Pineal gland references is also on the back of the U.S. dollar. The eye, the all-seeing eye, which I guess it's on top of the pyramid.
Yeah. So I said to you, if that was the pineal gland represented, they would have put it in something that's shaped like a head or a brain. In fact, that eye, excuse me, comes from Freemasonry. That whole symbol of the pyramid with the eye on top comes from Freemasonry, which is, I don't know, hundreds or years old. It doesn't come from, so in other words, anytime you see an eye by itself, it's the pineal gland? No. Did you just cover up your eye?
Yes.
So now that's your pineal gland. No, they lose me with these non sequitur derived attributes that anytime you see a pine cone in Roman art, it's the pineal gland. I would agree if they put the pine cone in the middle of somebody's forehead all the time. Yeah. Oh, they're showing the pineal gland. But a pine cone hanging from a tree, that's the pineal gland?
Various research being conducted so far confirms that there are certain periods in the night between the hours of 1 and 4 in the morning where chemicals are released in the brain that bring about feelings of connectedness to one's higher source.
Okay, so what do you think times and orchestrates those chemicals released in the brain? The suprachiasmatic nuclei. You further support for my opinion over the pineal gland.
Okay, so, and like I said to you when we were talking about this earlier, so sometimes, like in the middle of the night, things will just pop in my head.
Yeah.
And it will be answers to things that I've been thinking about or things that I should do. I mean, what is that?
The memory consolidation occurs at night. It's why you dream. Okay. It's why the things that you heard in the day work their way into your dreams. It's your body. Your brain is doing the hard drive cleanup, defragmenting the hard drive, putting things where it belongs. And you're dreaming while it's happening. It's influencing what you're dreaming about. And the most brilliant people in the world who have worked on what is considered the mastermind always say, if you have a tough question, write it down, put it next to your bed, and you'll wake up in the morning with the answer. It's not because the answer is floating out there in the air, and that's the period of time when you're most susceptible to having it received. It's because you have the answer in your head. If you can unclutter your mind and quiet your mind and let your brain do what it does best, which is connect dots, you'll get the answer. It's so profound of a phenomenon that the guy who wrote, I can't think of it. Some of the earliest books I read on instinct and intuition, he used to say that in the middle of the night, he would wake up and write things down. And in the morning, he would look at them and go, oh, that's the answer for what I was working on. So I don't disagree that you'll find answers in those periods. I don't think it's the pineal gland. I do think it's something that's controlled by the clock of the body, and that is that the brain starts to do its defragging and reformatting, and storing memories and accessing old memories to put these next to them. That's the whole process. And we've actually done shows specifically about that. When there is evidence that people either look to the left or to the right when they're accessing past memories or future thoughts. And in fact, in body language, it's one of the ways that you can tell someone's lying. If you talk to somebody and you ask them a question you know that they know the answer to, what was your grammar school teacher's name? They'll, when they access that data, they'll actually look to the left or to the right. You just looked to your right.
Oh, did I?
So now I know which way you look when you're accessing something from the from the past. Hmm. If I ask you a question and you're lying, you're going to look the other side.
I'm going to look to the left.
Yes, because you're fabricating it. This has been proven time and time again. And so that happens at night. It's called REM sleep. When your body's going back and forth, it's like the head of the hard drive going back and forth on that disk, looking for data. I got to put this here. That belongs in this file. It's cleaning itself up. That's what REM is. That's why you dream during REM. Okay? So, again, I don't disagree that thoughts can come to you in the middle of the night when the brain is uncluttering and not being affected by the outside world. But I don't think the third eye is the pineal gland. I think it's the suprachiasmatic nuclei.
What about the sodium fluoride?
Why don't we take a break and talk about that? Because this is a little, this is where this particular article gets very conspiracy theorists, and they really, really lose me. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This is Casual Friday, where we exercise the muscle of critical thinking.
And use our third eye.
And I pick my nose. I introduce bacteria into my nose. Don't do that, MSN says. Okay.
I just wanted to talk about real quick, Chelsea from our farmer, the little farmer that does our eggs. She came on this past week.
She was great.
Talking about farm fresh eggs. She really was good. If you guys didn't hear that one, you should listen. It's a really good show. Okay, so now the conspiracy theory of the
This is the continuation of the pineal gland as the third eye, which I said I disagree. I really think if anything could be called the third eye, it would be the suprachiasmatic nuclei, but okay.
Okay, so they're talking about how sodium fluoride calcifies the pineal gland.
This is true.
And makes it no longer effective.
This is true.
So my question to before we get into the conspiracy theory of that is, if it calcifies the pineal gland, does it affect the melatonin production?
In fact, people with calcified pineal glands don't respond well to melatonin. They don't see the benefits of melatonin. But there
taking
is some
orally?
Yeah. But there is some research out there that taking melatonin over a period of time may reduce the calcification. So
it's a target for fluoride. Do you know?
All tissue is. It's just more delicate, and it seems to be affected greater. But all tissue is a target for fluoride. Bone and all tissue is. Teeth, eyes. And of course, the thyroid, I mean, and the pineal gland, sure.
Okay, so now here we go for the conspiracy. Sodium fluoride is in our water supply, food, Pepsi, Coke, etc., to dumb down the masses. Literally, the fluoride was introduced into the water by the Nazis in their concentration camps to make the camp population docile and not question authority.
I don't buy this at all, because they starved people to do that. They didn't have to give them fluoride. These poor people were emaciated. They barely had the energy to breathe every day. They weren't going to fight back. I don't believe that. And in prisons, they give you things like saltpeter, or they put you on antidepressants to make you docile, to give you kind of a chemical lobotomy. So I don't buy that. And that's where they start losing me. It's like, okay, here we go. You know, this is the conspiracy theory coming out, and so the American government is allowing fluoride in our water to make the population more docile and dumb. They're doing it for the same reason that they're allowing them to pump billions of pounds of pesticides and destroy the ozone. It's all about dollars. It's all about money. It's all about business. There's nothing else afoot. They're not that smart, to be honest with you. The government's not that smart. Hey, you know what? we need to keep fluoride in the water because it's making people docile. It didn't work in Ferguson. There were no docile people on the streets over there fighting with cops. They're all drinking fluoridated water. You can bet they're drinking tap water over there. Nah, they lose me with that one there. Concentration camp prisoners are starved. That's how you create a docile population.
Is that what Monsanto's trying to do, control the food?
Well, yeah, I've said that before. Anybody who controls food controls the world. I mean, if all the seeds end up being genetically modified and their patent disallows you from growing it without paying them, then they can make people burn crops, which means that they control food. Anybody who controls the food controls the population. You don't even have to lift a finger or a gun. You just have to starve people.
According to a different article, to foods that stimulate your pineal gland and also help to detoxify it. One of them is raw chocolate.
Yeah, cocoa powder, right?
It's a
real cocoa powder.
It's a detoxifier in high doses because of the high antioxidant content.
But so does melatonin. Melatonin is the only antioxidant that crosses the blood-brain barrier successfully, and it is the parent hormone of the pineal gland, so why not just take melatonin? There is research that shows that taking melatonin long-term can help to decalcify the pineal gland, but it doesn't happen right away, and most people who take melatonin when they have, and keep in mind, the older you get, the more prone you are to calcification of the pineal gland just from aging. And a lot of old people take melatonin and say it doesn't work. Take it anyway. Take it for a year. See
take
what happens.
More.
My mother started taking melatonin when I started after her stroke. I had her start taking melatonin and she didn't see any benefits from it. But a year or so later, she was sleeping better because of it. And she never went to bed without taking it up until the day she died.
Even when she was in the nursing home?
I sent her one of those big bottles and made the nurse give it to her at night instead of that stupid antidepressant they wanted to give her to help her sleep.
And keep in mind, Dr. Russell Ryder,
yeah,
he takes 20 milligrams a night.
And I think he's in his 80s now, and he's still teaching, and he's still brilliant, and he's still active. Now, I'm not saying it's just melatonin, but if you ask him, he'll tell you melatonin has contributed to it.
Also, it says that meditation and yoga stimulate your pineal gland.
This comes back to what I was saying about when the brain is at rest at night, so it's not hosting external influences that it can focus on defragging and compressing. If you want to become smarter, you have to spend more downtime, not uptime, with your brain. And downtime means silence, meditating, relaxing the brain, shutting down the impetus of distractions from the outside world in the brain. If you want to become more self-aware, if you want to quote-unquote increase the percentage of brain that you use, like that movie Lucy, you have to spend more time quietly, not just sleeping, quietly sitting 15, 20 minutes at a time, just counting your breaths and nothing else. That is where the magic happens for the brain. You don't think about it. You don't use – what would it look like if all I did all day long was just constantly go like this with my right arm? Use my right arm constantly. Everywhere I went, my right arm was going like this. I'm basically throwing a punch in and out, in and out, in and out. And I'm doing this constantly. You'd say that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why is it that we don't think that using your brain constantly – is just as idiotic? Twitter, my iPhone, my internet, my work. I got to make a phone call. I'm sitting here now. I got to think about what I did yesterday, what I'm doing tomorrow. Shut it down. Shut it down. Even for 10 minutes at a time. Count your breaths. One on the exhale, two on the inhale. One on the exhale, two on the inhale. Don't let thoughts from outside get in. If they try to get in, don't stop. Just go right back to counting your breaths. Just ignore them. Go back to counting your breaths. That is where the magic is for the brain. That is where it is. Okay. Anything else in that article?
No, that's it.
Okay. Where do you want to go now? Well, we can actually take a break now if you want and then come back with a good story.
That would be good.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
There are a few
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, you know, we talked about TPP, and I really wanted to do a show about it, but the problem is that it's been fast-tracked, and on top of that, it's a secret. I've never heard of anything like this before. This bill is a secret.
The actual bill is a secret. Nobody can see it.
No, nobody has copies of it. And the politicians that are driving it home, unfortunately, our good buddy Mitch McConnell is the tip of the spear on this one. They are pushing it through quickly. The reason that no one can see it is because these politicians don't want the people they serve to know what they're up to until it's too late, until the bill is passed. And I do know this.
They're voting on it today.
I know. I do know this, that there's language in there that has put pressure on the EU and other countries to accept genetically modified foods, crops, to accept them. Like, no more of this nonsense. You guys want access to the American people's dollars, you're going to have to do this for us.
TPP stands for Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right.
For those of you that don't know.
Yeah. Dawn Blanken sent us a ton of good information about it. I had wanted someone to come on and talk about it. We couldn't put that all together. But this is an example of your corrupt government at work. And, you know, in the Bisphenol A show, the doctor, Rosenfeld, when I said, you know, politicians all horrible, corrupt, and she said, well, there are some good politicians out there. Dianne Feinstein is, like, really pioneering this whole, you know, BPA and endocrine disruptors and children. See, what politicians do is this. They pick agendas to buy votes, right? Hillary Clinton's doing this right now.
With minimum wage.
Yeah, yeah. So she's buying votes. If politicians would stop worrying about the things they do that buy votes and start doing the things they, making the things they do good for the country, they would get votes anyway, but they'd get votes for the right reasons. But they don't do that. So they do 90% of what they do is corrupt, immoral, and horrible. But they do these 10% of things right, and so they gain favor with those people who care about those things. And people are very self-serving. If I was worried about social services and welfare and the money that's supporting people who aren't out there working, then I would want to vote for politicians that are going to protect that. And I don't care what else they're doing. I don't care if they're poisoning people. I don't care if they're sending guns to ISIS. That doesn't matter to me. I just need to make sure that the money keeps flowing. I open up that mailbox. I got my check. I can buy my food and all that sort of stuff. That's all my people are very self-serving. So to her, Dianne Feinstein is a wonderful person because she is championing this thing that's important to her. The problem is that politicians are corrupt. So they will always find things to support that won't help their popularity, won't hurt their popularity with voters, and will help their popularity with voters. But the 90% of the things that they do behind closed doors are corrupt, immoral, and horrible, and destroy this country. And it's time for people to stop being so damn self-serving. Like, I got into a big fight with somebody on Facebook because I live in Kentucky and I was talking bad about Mitch McConnell. It's like, you know what? Mitch is not a good guy. I'm not going to say he's a good guy just because he's from Kentucky and he's conservative. He's at the tip of the spear on this TPP thing. This is not going to be good for people. It's going to be good for industry that the politicians are supporting right now, but it's not going to be good for the population.
It's according to this article, it says that the if passed, it includes new provisions on intellectual property, cross-border data protection, and the environment and human rights. It also increases transparency, requiring presidential administrations to make agreements public 60 days before signing them.
Those are good things.
Well, but if you have to have transparency 60 days before signing it, how come there's no transparency with the TPP?
And think about this. So WikiLeaks is offering $100,000 for anybody that can provide them with a copy of TPP that's being voted on right now. It has been so closely protected, so closely held, that they can't get a copy of it for $100,000. You would think that some aid somewhere would funnel a copy to them for $100,000. No. So where's the transparency? And here's the other thing. So why can't we have those good things, but wipe out the things about making countries buy genetically modified crops from the United States? I mean, they're so strategic when they create these bills to put, they put the sugar on the outside where people go, oh, that's good. But then on the inside is where all the poison is. So you can't have the sugar without having the poison. No. This is not going to be good for anybody. I'm sorry. It's not going to be good for anybody. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's really good through and through. Right?
Well, then if it were good through and through, why won't they let anyone see it?
Yes. Let us see it then. If it's just, you know what? I want someone to say, Carl, you were a dumbass. This bill was the greatest thing that we've done this century to provide benefits to the American people. And then I will stand up here and I will say, man, I was a dumbass to talk bad about TPP. Show us a copy before you vote on it. Let me be a dumbass. I'm happy to be a dumbass. I've been a dumbass before. I'll be a dumbass again. Show me a copy of it. Put me in my place. I'll stand corrected. No. Something's up here. And this is an example of what I said before. There isn't a politician holding office today that isn't corrupt or corruptible. You cannot become a politician unless you are corrupt or corruptible. Yes, there are things that they do that are good and that people go, well, he's for my cause and that's all I care about. And the other 90% of the stuff they do is corrupt and immoral.
Can we change the subject now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, did you read this article about the recipe for fat flush water?
Yeah, I don't see why this would make you lose body fat.
Okay, why?
Why? I mean, because I don't think tangerine juice, grapefruit juice, you know, all these things mixed into water and then drinking them miraculously, your body is just going to shed its fat. Because if that was the case, people would be doing this instead of paying thousands of dollars for liposuction or working hard for a year.
So this article is saying that you mix 2 liters of water, purified water, one tangerine, a half of a grapefruit, one cucumber, and 4 peppermint or spearmint leaves in ice. And you mix it all in a pitcher and
you drink
let it.
It
sit overnight.
Right.
And then you drink it, the entire content.
And it's supposed to flush the fat out of your body.
Yes.
If that's the case, it will also affect triglycerides and HDL, too, because it would affect glycerol levels. Because fat, in order for fat to give up what's inside of it, it has to affect blood lipids.
The tangerine increases your sensitivity to insulin, stabilizes blood sugar.
So does cinnamon. Why not just put cinnamon instead of something, a fruit?
The grapefruit will increase metabolic energy, burn fat, and increase energy.
The only thing that in there that could have an effect on your body pushing fat out of the liver is the naringin in the grapefruit. But that's also going to elevate the concentrations of other things that you're taking, supplements and drugs. So you have to be careful with that.
The cucumber helps you feel more full and acts as a natural diuretic.
I don't believe that.
Which means less bloating and water retention.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. Bloating is coming from digestive issues. There's not a pound of, there's not gallons of water in your stomach that are making you feel bloated. Okay? The problems that people feel today from bloating are either SIBO, or they have, dysregulated gut flora. And when they eat certain foods, they get bloated. They eat certain grains, they get bloated. They eat certain things, they get bloated. That's not water. Otherwise, they'd have severe diarrhea because it would all be coming out with water.
The mint leaves aid in digestion.
That's true. But see, okay, so they say, oh, well, cucumber is a diuretic. It's a very, 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 very mild diuretic. Caffeine is a diuretic, so drink coffee then instead if you're worried about flushing water out.
Well, asparagus is a diuretic.
My point. But have you ever seen anybody who had high water retention from edema? Which is the number one reason why people have retained water is because they have chronic inflammation. Have you seen anybody eat some asparagus and then go, oh, my God, I can't stop peeing. I've been peeing all night. No, because it's mildly diuretic. It's not going to be therapeutically diuretic. This may help nudge, you know, a little bit of body fat out of you, but it's not going to be something that is noticeable, like changing your diet, training more frequently, getting to bed at night on time and getting good sleep, not watching television without blue blockers on before bed if you are going to stay up late. I mean, those are the things that are going to affect body fat. Otherwise, everybody would be drinking this stuff. Have I brought everybody down now and crushed their hope?
No.
Okay.
Right. Oh, speaking of water, though, when we were in Whole Foods the other day, they're selling bottled water with fruit in the bottom of it.
And charging people a premium for that. That's something that Elisa actually has been doing since she was a little kid. In fact, her siblings used to say, would they say to you, oh, you think you're exotic or something like that?
Because I used to mix the fruit in my water.
She'd put strawberries and berries in her water and then wait for it to kind of infuse before she drink. And she still does it today. When we have dinner, she'll take an orange or a tangerine or a lime and she'll cut it up and put it in the water. So you could do it at home for literally pennies. But no, buy a bottle of it at Whole Foods. What was it, $2 and change?
And there's the question, is it organic or is it not? How long has it been in there?
Yeah.
You know, there's so much you can question about that.
Yeah, have they had to add preservatives to the fruit so it doesn't break down in the water over time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really?
And people, do they even think that if they're going to buy that?
No, they don't think about it. They just buy it. They go, oh, water with fruit in it. That's what
so
I want.
Healthy.
Yeah. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince.
For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You create misery.
Welcome back. They're singing about Monsanto. You create misery. I didn't know that they had a song about Monsanto.
I want to talk about this article that Brett Contreras wrote this week.
Okay. He's a good dude.
I really like him.
Yeah.
Is your ab workout making you look fat? There's been some controversy, I guess. And his number one says, here's what you need to know. Bodybuilders often advise women to avoid squats and deadlifts, saying these exercises thicken the midsection. He says they're wrong.
I believe that, too.
Top-level bikini competitors regularly do squats and deadlifts, and it doesn't negatively impact their physiques.
They still have a narrow, small waist.
Core exercises like planks, weighted crunches, and side bends lead to far greater levels of abdominal wall activation than squats and deads.
Right. And it's the oblique movements that make you wider. You see people doing those, they'll have like a plate and they'll be going like this side to side. You know, it's okay to use body weight and do it on the ground, like doing a side plank and stuff like that. But if you're doing it with weight, you're actually building those muscles. Those muscles are going to respond like every other muscle. They're going to get bigger, and you're going to have less of a waist.
And I think they think that it's going to be smaller. That's why you see people doing heavy, frequent ab and oblique training can create a blocky waist or turtle shell abs.
Yeah. Now, the turtle shell abs, I think there's something else afoot. A lot of people blame bodybuilders for taking drugs. Even Dr. Marlo DePasquale came on my show back in 2006 and said the reason for the distended stomachs in bodybuilders today is GH gut. But I know bodybuilders who use GH and don't have those big guts. He said that it was the absorption of glutamine and fluid in the intestines. But I don't think it's that. I really think that bodybuilders are more susceptible because of the amount of food that they eat to gut microbiome dysregulation. They end up with SIBO, bloating, and distended stomachs from that and not the drugs. And certainly not the exercises they're doing. So that's a totally different, you can't talk about bodybuilders in the same context of non-drug using athletes who are doing ab work.
Yes.
But okay. So
okay. Good. And to fix a thick waist, you may need to reduce or stop all direct ab and oblique training.
I agree with them.
Because I remember one time I was doing the medicine ball and I was kind of crunching from side to side to work my obliques and you told me to stop doing it.
Yeah, because it's going to make you wider. And you know, people do all that work because they want to see their abs. Seeing your abs is a function of diet and burning fat. Maybe the fat flush will work for you. But, I mean, no, really. I mean, you want six-pack abs are built in the kitchen. It's how you eat. You got to get deep down into body fat in order to see your abs. Trying to build those muscles bigger and have them push through the fat won't happen. Any more than if you have a really, really, really thick comforter on your bed and you put a golf ball under there, you may not notice it. Now, if you have just a sheet, like a flat sheet on your bed and you put a golf ball in there, you'll see it. That's the analogy. You want to see your abs, lose the fat. Don't do more ab work. Only do ab work if you notice that you have deficiencies in the shape of your midsection that you're trying to overcome.
When physical competitors are labeled blocky, it usually means their oblique muscles are too heavily developed. They have a thick, straight up and down shape.
Yeah.
Excessive oblique development counteracts this natural taper and prevents the waist from being markedly narrower. I can't say that.
Narrower
than the rib cage and the pelvis.
Now, you know who was a proponent of this? He would kick you out of his gym if he saw you doing crunches or oblique work. Vince Gironda. Vince Gironda said, do not do ab work. Do not do oblique work because you will lose your taper. You want to have a dramatic difference between the size of your waist and the size of your shoulders. If you want a greater taper, work on your shoulder width and your back width. Don't work on your waist and your obliques. If Vince saw you doing crunches, he'd throw you out of his gym because he said you're going to destroy your natural V-taper. The guy had like a 19-inch waist. I mean, he was amazing when he was competing. He had one of the most appealing physiques till today, still. So I agree. I agree completely with Brett Contreras here. But I tell you what, the best ab work that you can do is overlooked. I mean, if you really want to strengthen your abs, you should be doing squats and deadlifts.
He says, interestingly, research shows that squats lead to higher lumbar erector activation than deadlifts, whereas deadlifts lead to a higher thoracic erector spinous activation than squats.
That makes perfect sense. Because you're holding onto the bar, your upper back is going to work harder to pull that bar and keep straight. And quite frankly, the other thing that is good is inchworms. If you want to, because it forces the abs to stay in a plane. People who do a lot of crunches, they have a very, very defined border, if you will, between the lower abs and the upper abs, where they're always folding in half. If you're going to do crunches, you have to do them very, very carefully. You have to make sure that you're trying to touch your hip bones with your rib bones.
Well, and then also, too, I've seen pictures of people who only work their upper abs, and they don't work their lower abs.
Right, with like raising the legs and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But really, inchworms are the best, because the purpose of the abs are to keep the spine from overextending, from you bending backwards too far. So the best way to work them in that plane is to do things like inchworms. Or planking can work as well, but inchworms really work the best because it forces the ab muscles to work in a plane in unison at the same time, like this, going back and forth. But really, if you're going to do crunches, you must focus on touching your ribs to your hips. That forces your abs to stay in a flat plane all the time instead of breaking in the middle. So, yeah, Brett's a good dude. He writes some really good stuff, and he works very closely with Dr.
Schoenfeld.
So they're like the dynamic duo now, those two guys.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
A couple things I want to mention. Misty Humphrey posted on Facebook this morning a picture of a meme that's going around Facebook. It says, "What was your first car?"
I didn't see that.
So people are posting, you know, my first car was this, or my first car was that. And then there are other memes that go around from time to time. Where were you born? You know, represent. Where were you born? These are actually security questions. People are trying to learn the answers to your security questions so they can hack your accounts.
You're kidding me.
Well, think about it. When you go to your bank and you sign up for your bank, they ask you for three security questions. It's always like, what was your mother's maiden name? What was the city you were born in? What was your first school? What was your first car? Those are the questions they ask you, right?
Oh, wow.
So these memes go around. There's one going around right now with what was that? The Ford Pinto? The little hatchback car that
caught on fire. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it says, what was your first car? And people are answering it. Oh, my first car was a Dodge Dart. Those are security questions. So I posted on her wall under it. I said, wow, thanks for pointing this out. I'm going to do a meme that simply says, what's your password, and see how many people respond. But I mean, be careful of those kind of questions that people ask on Facebook. You know, what city were you born in, represent, or what was your first car? Those are security questions. If they get enough of those answers, they can try to hack your account. Be careful. Thank you, Misty Humphrey, for pointing that out. What else do you want to talk about, Elisa?
I guess that's it for today.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. It's been a great week here. We've got great shows planned next week. Don't forget, the 25th, 26th, I'll be in Billings, Montana for a live remote from All American Pharmaceuticals headquarters. They've got another media tour for us. In fact, I just cut a promo for all the radio stations there. Hey, this is Carl Lenore, host of Supreme Radio. I'm going to be in Billings, Montana.
Did you?
Yeah. It sounds good.
Oh, we've got some really good shows next week. Tuesday, we have the guy who has been healing his own brain cancer with the keto diet.
That's going to be exciting.
And he's out of the UK, so he's coming on Tuesday to discuss that. So stay tuned.
All right, listen, you guys have a great, great weekend. Thank you again to all of you who wished me a happy birthday. It was very, very touching, and it really means a lot to me because the truth is, you guys are like family. I mean, I know that I have people tell me that they hear my voice in their head so much they feel like they know me. But the reality is that I depend on that. I depend on you guys feeling close to me because it really, really makes my life even that much more meaningful. So thank you so much for the birthday wishes, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.